what, many logs out of the road?
We drove many logs out of the road, I believe what we should probably say.
Okay, and you have to tie a chain around it in order to...
We either drag it or we'd say we pulled it out.
Okay. And what would you call the amount of corn that you could carry to the mill to be ground?
Grinding would have been the word we would use back in the years when we...
How would you use that?
We'd say we get, got a grinding of corn in that sack.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn, T-U-R-N?
No, we use turn in relation to a turn of wood. You know, if you had your arm piled up, you out there, my turn of wood, I'm going on to the house.
Another thing you could call the wood would be an arm.
Arm load or arm full or something.
Would you ever use the word turn about anything else besides wood? Like, do you ever hear, say, if the dishes were dirty, you know, and you had to pop
up. Oh, it's my turn to wash dishes?
Well, did you ever hear it called a turn of dishes?
No, that's not a familiar term to me at all.
Uh-huh. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he had just a...
I'd say we would have said part load or something like that. We wouldn't have used... I don't think that I ever remember the word turn being used.
What about jag?
Jag. No, that's not a familiar one to me.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
I don't know.
Well, did you ever
driving,
say
driving his team or...
Did you ever hear drawing wood or hauling wood or carting wood?
That's not too familiar to me. It probably might be used, but it's not one that...
Do you ever use the word hauling?
Oh yeah, you haul. Yeah, haul is familiar. You'd say I was hauling a load of wood, or hauled a load of corn, or hauled anything that you were carrying.
And if you wanted to chop a log, an egg-shaped frame that you could set the log in to hold it while you could chop it or saw it, you'd call that the...
Now, I don't know, because I've never been around too much of that.
Mm-hmm. What about something the carpenters use, an A-shaped frame?
Now, you would build a rack if you were going, say you had some lengths of trees that you wanted to saw wood lengths out of, you'd build a rack like this and lay the log up and then saw it.
The rack would be X-shaped?
Yeah, nailed together X-shaped where the log would be a more comfortable position to saw. You know, if you were sawing.
What about the thing that carpenters would have that...
Horse.
Okay. And...
Excuse me. Briscoe. Yeah. I haven't seen him. Heard. You can talk to for a while, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to run to Mexi here for a little bit. And I'll have some time after. University-wise, she just really couldn't imagine. And she just, you'd have to know Wanda to appreciate her curiosity and how she follows up. And then the next thing she wanted to know, would you like a feature story done on what you're doing? And you're going to be here long enough to have time to talk to somebody from our local paper.
Seems like if she had a 104 degree temperature, she wouldn't...
She's feeling a little perkier this morning. 110 degree wouldn't stop Wanda from being interested in how this happened, what's going on here, this... She's a real nice person. I hope you get to meet her. She's real anxious to talk to you. She's real nice. Where did we get?
I may ask you a couple of the same questions.
That's all right.
Tell me if I'm